Time now for the quote of the week. Writing in the Wall Street Journal, John Ellis described the traditional relationship between universities and societies. In brief, society supports universities in return for the knowledge developed and the well-informed citizens they produce. And those that attended benefited from the knowledge and better career opportunities. But now things have changed as many universities have changed directions, which brings me to this quote of the week, in quotes. For the purpose that academia has now given itself happens to be the only one that the founding documents of virtually all colleges and universities take care to forbid preemptively. The framers of those documents understood that using the campuses to promote political ideologies would destroy their institutions because ideologies would always be rigid enough to prevent the exploration of new ideas and the free exercise of thought. They knew the two purposes, academic and political, aren't simply different, but polar opposites. They can't coexist because the one erases the other. End of quote. Well, we have certainly gone down that road. There's so many examples on a regular basis that so many on the university campuses are there to promote a political ideology, and it is destroying their institutions and the public's faith in those institutions. Something that definitely should be considered. Time now for the Goofy Award. You know, one of the hallmarks of today's politics is to dismiss opponents, to dismiss opposition, not debate them, not challenge them with counter-arguments, but to dismiss them with insults and pejoratives. Lots of examples, but one that immediately comes to my mind is when Hillary Clinton called the vast majority of those that didn't support her run for president deplorable. I don't doubt her sincerity or her woeful blindness, because it's much easier to ignore her own casual relationship with the truth for political gain, or some were uncomfortable with the revelations, and there were many in the book Clinton Cash concerning foreign governments who paid millions to the Clintons. I mean, it doesn't matter. Whatever your opinion of Hillary, there were valid reasons to oppose her candidacy. As I said, many more examples, so let's get to the Goofy Award, and we have double winner. Earlier this week, Calgary Mayor Nenshi stated that recent protests against restrictions and lockdowns and mask wearing during the pandemic are really just, in his words, thinly veiled white nationalists and anti-government activities. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh echoed the sentiments, making a direct link between protesters and white supremacists. This is the same week that Prime Minister Trudeau called opponents of Bill C-10 tin hat conspiracy theorists. Great example of what I'm talking about. That's despite the fact that people from across the political spectrum oppose Bill C-10, including people like Michael Geist, University of Ottawa law professor, Canada research chair in internet and e-commerce law, who calls Bill C-10 stunning, dangerous, inexcusable. You got former vice chair of the CRTC, Peter Menzies, calling the bill a full frontal attack on democracy. Come on, these people are hardly tin hat conspiracists. I mean, the Prime Minister and Heritage Minister Guilbeault, come on, that's a guy who's hardly distinguished himself with a series of misstep miscommunications over the bill that invited criticism. Well, they may disagree with opponents, but instead of directly engaging them, they dismiss them. And that does nothing to address the strong criticism, and I think ultimately results in more opposition. It's the same with dismissing those people who oppose government lockdowns and restrictions as thinly veiled white nationalists or white supremacists. That completely ignores the fact that millions of Canadians are frustrated, and with good reason, with the confusing restrictions in place and the failure to share with the public the research that informs the policies. They've admitted they have not given us all the information. They dismissed a huge number of Canadians who are frustrated with the inconsistencies. You know, government policies like allowing major retail outlets like Costco and Walmart to remain open while forcing small retailers to close. The inconsistency of border policies have obviously impacted many businesses and individuals. Gosh, look at Ontario, the only jurisdiction in North America that bans golf. Can you imagine if you were in that business, how you'd feel about that? Absolutely no research to support that. They don't understand why some of these restrictions or the lack of communication or miscommunications frustrated some people. And by the way, neither Mayor Nenshi or NDP leader Singh expressed any such concerns last year with the Black Lives Matter protests. You know, my point is that people have legitimate concerns that have not been addressed. They have questions that have been ignored for a year. There are inconsistencies and horrendous communications at times regarding government policy. In short, there are a myriad of reasons to protest and dismissing them as illegitimate only makes matters worse. Ignoring those concerns fuels opposition to government policy. Yeah, some do protest in response, but you know what? The bigger problem, I suspect that many, many more simply tune out our politicians and health officers. And that's a bigger problem. I just want to remind you to sign up for our $100 trillion bill contest. I smile even saying that because, come on, this is the only place someone's given away $100 trillion. Just happens to be, from Zimbabwe, but what the heck? $100 trillion bill giveaway. Just go to mikesmoneytalks.ca and click on, you can see it right there, front and center. Click on, you just subscribe to the free, don't worry, email service, which gives you a lot of good information during the week. But and we make a draw. We had 5 winners last week. We'll do 5 more this week. I was pleased with the response. It's great fun, but it's also, I love this stuff. I collect these currencies because it tells a huge story about economics that I think people should be aware of. In the meantime, I hope you join me on Mike's Money Talks on Facebook, Michael Campbell's Money Talks. You join us on Twitter, Money Talks on Twitter, and you go to the website, mikesmoneytalks.ca. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. My thanks to Julie Wong, and I'll see you again next week.